From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sacramento Republic FC has big plans on the horizon. On Saturday, the team will kick off its latest professional soccer season at home, playing at Hart Health Park against FC Tulsa. Sac Republic is also building its new stadium in the downtown rail yard, which is set to be completed next year, and dreams of making that big jump to Major League Soccer continue to swirl. All of this comes as the team has a new executive leader, general manager and president Tim Holt, who took the reins this month. He brings not only decades of experience, but a historical tie to Sacramento that dates back to the team's founding days. He joins us now. Welcome to Insight.
Hi, good afternoon, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
So give us a little bit about your background. Where does your passion for soccer come from?
From the earliest ages when I started playing, which is probably 3 or 4 years old and has carried through my adult life. And I've been fortunate enough to have played the game and now be involved in helping shape its future. And it's been an amazing journey so far. Every day feels like I'm living a dream, and no exception here in this next project with Sacramento FC.
Yeah, going back to the early beginning days of Sac Republic, you were the USL League president. You announced Sacramento as the new expansion team back in 2012. What made Sacramento so attractive for a new team back then?
Well, it was such an enormous moment for, you know, a really evolving and growing emerging league at that particular point in time. Sac Republic's success from that first season. I was here in 2012. I think it was December, right before the holidays, and we had announced the expansion award, and then the team ramped up over the period of the next 12, 16 months into its opening game at Hughes Stadium, which drew 20,000 fans, which was a league record. And they haven't stopped. I think about 8 months later, they were hosting the championship game at what is now Hart Health Park, and won their first championship and got that first star. But it was sort of what they did and what was then possible for a new soccer club that really was the, you know, is the legacy of Sac Republic FC. And look, they've carried that forward over time here. It's just so many pioneering moments. It was wild to be a part of it. The last 8 years, I've been with San Antonio FC and a rival club as we built that up and been back here a number of different times. And they're not as positive of memories. We typically weren't on the winning side of those games, maybe once or twice. But the one thing that we know is the passion of the fans, the fan support here, the professionalism of the organization. And it's just it's an amazing city and an amazing place for professional soccer.
Yeah, when we've talked about Sac Republic on this show multiple times, like a constant theme is that the Indomitable Club fans have a reputation when it comes to the USL as a competitor. Since you were leading that rival team, what is it like playing against a fan base like Sac Republic?
It's daunting. I think from an opposing team standpoint, though, it's one of the games on your schedule that you circle right away, as it just feels like it's one of the most important games at Sacramento, because you know you're going to be playing in front of 10,000 fans. You know they're going to be right on top of you, and you know how much, you know, they're going to affect the game. So from a Sacramento standpoint, that isn't always the best thing, because you get the, you know, it's the biggest game on the schedule for the opponent that's playing you, and it makes it very hard at home, but you wouldn't trade that for the home field advantage that the fans give you, the support that the team gets here. And it's just, those are magical nights there. There's been some incredible, memorable games played in this season, you know, the final for starters, but then over the years in the playoffs and the Open Cup. And so, again, fortunate to come in at this exciting time in the life cycle of Sac Republic FC as we look to build even further upon past successes. And, you know, the sport's grown and is in a place in the professional game like it's never been before, with a World Cup here in 2026 in the summer. It just feels like a really exciting moment, especially exciting here in this city.
Did you ever think you would be back and be part of the team?
I never thought about that. I didn't really, you know, I think when you're in whatever project you're in, you're just fully immersed in that particular project and trying to do the best that you can there. This is my first full week in Sacramento in this position. I got a couple of unofficial weeks to try to get my feet under me before getting here in town, but it still feels a little bit surreal. It's one of the special clubs in American professional soccer. It has been since it was launched, and Yeah, it's really a dream opportunity to have a chance to lead that with some amazing people, with a committed, ambitious ownership group, Wilton Rancheria, Kevin Nagel, who's been there since the first year, you know, with exciting plans for the future. And again, it just kind of gets back to the fan base. The support here is amazing. The team's relevant in this community as a fixture in the sports community, and that's not always the case, certainly in USL. So it feels important here, and our goal is to make it increasingly more important in the community as we move forward.
How is managing a team different than, you know, managing a league?
They're very different. I think, you know, there are some commonalities, but there are different skill sets that are required. In my role here as president and general manager, I oversee both the business operations and the team soccer sporting operations of that. But you don't do that singularly. Obviously, we have some exceptional people at this club, some that have been there from literally since day one. So there's great institutional knowledge and expertise in the various areas. The biggest role for me is to try to keep everything connected, you know, whether that's what we're doing with the facilities, what we're doing on the commercial side, fan support, community relations, and then the team side, obviously, you know, the coaching staff, the technical staff, you know, beyond the coaches, the pro roster of players, our academy. So really my job is to help set vision, help those leaders solve problems when they arise and have a plan to move the club forward. But the skill sets are wildly different than they are from a league standpoint. And I think it's just that there's a lot more energy when you're at the club level in a local market. And I think a big part of that is the games and just the ups and downs that kind of come with that. But that's sports, and I think that's what makes it fun and exciting.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with the new Sacramento Republic General Manager and President, Tim Holt. So Sac Republic is kicking off their 13th season. And as the season begins with you as GM and President, there are some tension and some challenges. The USL Players Association is still locked in negotiations with the league. How are you preparing for the potential for a strike? Because the USLPA announced 90% of its members voted last week to authorize the strike.
Yeah, what we're preparing by getting as ready for Saturday night as we can on and off the field. The team's focused, the staff's focused, and, you know, I think it's going to be a great night out there on Saturday. Of course, you know, we have a responsibility and we stay abreast of what's happening, but the league, on behalf of the clubs, are leading those continued discussions with the players and their representatives. So the best thing that we can do from a club level is stay informed. Obviously be prepared, you know, as we move forward, but not lose our focus on Saturday night, which is going to be a huge event, and look forward to having everybody out there. So, you know, our focus again is sort of full throttle on Saturday night.
Is there a chance that players won't take the field?
That's not our anticipation. Obviously, we're preparing for a full capacity crowd and a great game between between Sac Republic and the defending Western Conference champion Tulsa. So we have every anticipation that the games are moving forward. And, you know, like any good leaders or managers do, you prepare for different contingencies there. But our focus is totally based on Saturday night.
Yeah, for someone who doesn't follow soccer closely, how rare or, I don't know, common is it to have collective bargaining agreements get to the point of a potential strike?
I don't think it's uncommon if you follow that across any sports. Certainly at the major league level, you've seen this, and they happen periodically. And, you know, whether it's in business or in labor, a lot of times deals get done, you know, in the 11th hour, in the final minutes to be able to do that. So, you know, these are processes that aren't, you know, just emerging overnight. And, you know, they've been at that for many, many months, and some really bright people on both sides that have the best interests of the league and its future in mind. And, you know, we have every confidence that they'll get this figured out.
As GM and president, what kind of conversations are you having with players? I mean, what kind of concerns are they having, if any?
No, our focus, again, in terms of our conversations, are with the league, who represent our interests, the interests of the clubs, and these discussions. And I would imagine that the players are having those same conversations with their Players Association leadership. So, you know, our interactions are focused on preparing to win our opening game and getting ready for that and kind of minimizing distractions.
There's also, you know, a lot taking shape for Sac Republic in the coming years. The team is building out its new stadium in downtown Sacramento in the Rail Yards District, hopes to be open next year. What will this move mean for the team's reputation or image within U.S. soccer? What are you most excited about with this new stadium?
Well, I think it underscores the ambition of the club and its ownership. You know, the aspiration here in this market with its fan support, with its community support, is to be playing at the highest levels available to it. I would tell you that in order to do that, you know, having a downtown purpose-built soccer facility, stadium, is critical to be able to make that happen on all these different fronts. So with that stadium and when it's built and when we occupy it, everything's possible in the future for Sacramento Republic. So it's a huge part of the future of this club. And I think it's a huge part of the future of the downtown and the city in terms of, you know, it's creating a new energy center just north of, you know, the current downtown. It's a historic area. At the Rail Yards, we think it's a great location, both for fans and for the future home of this club as it moves into, you know, the next phase of its exciting journey.
Well, let's get into that next phase. For the better part of a decade, there's been a lot of talk and push and even some missed opportunities about the team making that jump to the top tier, either in MLS or the proposed USL Premier League. How big of a priority is that for you?
It's a big priority just because it affects future plans. And, you know, when you have investment in a new facility, you want to look at all those options. And again, it's a club that's just not comfortable with the status quo. We're looking to move forward. So all those things are kind of interrelated. With that said, we're in a great league right now. The USL Championship has never been stronger, both in terms of the competitive quality of the teams in there and the strength of the owners in that league. So we're in a very, very good, strong league. With that said, you know, aspirationally, I think, and in terms of ambition, that you want to be at the highest leagues available to it. The USL is going through some structural changes, you know, as we sit here now, that talks about the potential of promotion and relegation and a premier division, maybe even that sits on top of the USL Championship. And that's a very interesting model and one that really doesn't exist in American sports right now. So it's exciting and intriguing. I mean, Major League Soccer is 30 years in and, you know, has done a great job of growing the sport from the top. Leo Messi plays in this league and certainly has, you know, a very high profile. So the great part of that for us is we're at this moment in time when, you know, when the stadium's completed and with this ownership group that we have, that everything's possible. And so we'll continue to evaluate that as we focus on the really, really important work of performing in 2026, trying to bring a second championship to this club and continuing to grow the fan base using, you know, sort of generational events like the World Cup to hopefully attract some new fans to come along with what we're building.
Well, thank you for taking the time, Tim. Welcome to Sacramento, permanently living here, and hopefully this is the first of many conversations on Insight.
Thanks, Vicki. Thanks for having me.
Tim Holt is the new general manager and president of Sacramento Republic FC. The team will kick off its 13th season this Saturday at Heart Health Park against FC Tulsa. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.